KMJ News Time on this beautiful Monday morning is 7:50, and that means we have a chance to talk with our guy from the Business Journal, Gabe Dillard. Gabe, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So I'm a fan of Foster's Freeze. I've always been a fan, and I hate hearing that they're going to close. One is going to close here in Fresno, but it's going to make way for something that I'm just as happy about.
Yeah. So, it's an end of an era for the Foster's Freeze on Bullard and Palm, right there by Bullard High School. It's been open since 1976, but it's going to close within the next 60 days and become, as you alluded to, it's going to become a Starbucks. We spoke to Jim Burden, who owns the property. For the last couple of years, he's been exploring a new tenant. He said Foster's Freeze has been a good tenant, but they've been paying below market rent, and their sales volume was down because there's a percentage clause on the lease. So a percentage of the part of the rent was paid from a percentage of business. So he kind of had some insight into that. They went through a litany of approvals for the city, including a conditional use permit. The Starbucks is going to they're going to have a patio and a double drive through. Some of the neighbors were opposed, but it's a pretty prime location based on traffic counts. Starbucks has locations nearby in Fig Garden and Hernan and Palm, just a few miles away, to give you an idea of, sometimes it's kind of surprising how close some of these Starbucks are to each other. But reportedly the last day for the Foster's Freeze is August 30th. So if you still want to get one last shake or Big Boss Burger, go out there and do it. Work on the conversion will begin soon, and according to the landlord, Starbucks could be open hopefully by the end of the year. So, some change happening to Bullard and Palm.
Well, I'm definitely going to pay my respects. There's no question about that. We're talking with Gabe Dillard. I almost said Gabe Bullard. Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. So we have a lot of special days in this country that I think a lot of them are just silly. National Strawberry Day, National Belgian Waffle Day. But today is a cool day. Tell folks what 24/7 Day is about.
Yeah, so let me kind of run through it. So today is July 24th, which is 7/24. You flip that around, it's 24/7. And who is always taking care of us 24/7? It's first responders. So that's why convenience stores across the country are celebrating 24/7 Day. Today's the day. They're offering tokens of appreciation for first responders, 911 professionals, and volunteers for their work and their sacrifice. And they're also raising donations for the American Red Cross through this promotion. This year's event's put on by the National Association of Convenience Stores, and it's themed High Five for Heroes. And there's free selections available to first responders who are in uniform or who have a badge or identification. Several Fresno area stores are participating, including Fast Trip stores. They're offering a free fountain drink or coffee of any size. There's a half dozen of those stores scattered throughout the valley. Fresno and Dakota and Hughes and Chestnut and Clinton here in Fresno. Chevron Extra Mile stores are offering a free coffee of any size. You can find one in Hanford and up and down the 99 from Chowchilla to Kingsburg. There's four in Fresno area. So if you're a first responder, visit some of these stores, enjoy a free drink, and take in all the gratitude that we all have for the difficult and the job that you guys do.
Is this something I don't recall hearing this before. Maybe I missed it. Is this something that's been around for a while?
You know, I think it has been, but this is actually the first year I've ever heard of it, too. So, I think they've been doing it, but, hopefully get some more awareness out there on this special day.
Okay, and then I want to roll back real quickly to Foster's Freeze. Will you be making one more trip before they close their doors and then open it up to Starbucks?
Yeah, I think so. I've been to that Foster's Freeze before, and it's... they're all really good. You get like one of those Big Boss Burgers. I love those crinkle cuts.
Oh, yeah.
You just can't beat it. Yeah.
Just a general question for you. I'm not sure what it is why so many people have such vitriol against Starbucks. I'm all for supporting local businesses, local coffee shops. But you know what? As far as Starbucks goes, they make great coffee. They have great drinks and they have wonderful pastries. I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah, and it's kind of been ingrained in the culture for a while to hate against Starbucks. Yeah. I mean, you know, they're just so big. They're corporate owned, you know. It's interesting. There's a Starbucks that's actually going to be going in next to a locally owned cafe in Bovis called Monkey Dog Coffee. And there's a Starbucks that's going to be opening near, right, like 300 feet from this store. So a lot of situations where Starbucks kind of looks like the bad guy, but, you know, it's just a business like anybody else.
That's it. I agree. He is Gabe Dillard that joins us every Monday right about 7:50. Gabe, always a pleasure. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.